Welcome to Soul Sisters with me, Georgie Crawford.
And me, Claire Solan.
This is the podcast that guarantees plenty of aha moments and lovely white smiles with thanks to our favourite toothpaste, Colgate Max White Ultra. We love partnering with Colgate Max White Ultra because we've seen the results and it really does whiten your teeth in just 3 days. Available now in Dunnes, Tesco, Super Value and pharmacies nationwide. Claire, you have a review for us.
I do. All this season we've been looking for you Soul Sisters to tell us, set us the scene. Are you using Colgate Max White Ultra and what are you doing? Soul Sister Elaine English got in touch today and she said, Claire, absolutely loved this week's pod, was blown away by the messages from Vivian. I wanted to share my reason to smile today and obviously it's to do with Colgate. Every Wednesday morning, I get up early, I brush my teeth with Colgate Max White Ultra and I go for a walk to listen to Soul Sisters. This morning, I got out into the fresh morning air and the music sparked something in me and I stretched my arms out like a child playing aeroplane and flew off down the road while the intro music played in my ears.
Wow.
I couldn't stop smiling as I listened to my favourite podcast. Keep up the good work, girlies.
Okay, and all together now, everyone put their hands out. Jam, isn't it?
It is a good jam. That's the most mum thing you've said all season. So go on, tell us what you're doing this week then.
Well, do you remember a couple of months ago when we started Soul Sisters, I told you about the dinner party I was having way in the distant 2 months down the line future?
Yes.
The day has come.
Hold on a second now. Let me just get my dates in. Me ducks in a row, me dates in a row. It was Jamie's birthday.
Last week.
Okay. First of all, tell us about that.
Well, we didn't do much. So we're going to have a little barbecue and celebration tonight. So yeah, it's Friday. I'm just back from Pia's sports day. It's that time of year. I had to do the parents' egg and spoon race.
How do you feature in things like this? How does this sit with you? For anyone who can't see her right now, she's grimacing.
For me, it's easier to get on stage at the National Concert Hall than it is for me to take part in the parents' race. I get so nervous. My heart is beating so hard in my chest. I feel like I'm going to have a heart attack.
Let's unpack that for a moment. What is it? What is it?
I don't know. It's just, it's. I like to be in the background as much as I can. So getting on a pitch and competing with other parents is my idea of torture.
But do you not just think of it like as if it's good, like the Good Glow Run Club, and just be like, like having a laugh with the other parents? Or is it really competitive?
I don't know. I just feel like there's a part of you that has to rein yourself in at school stuff. You know, you can't be. I feel like I can't be my true self. I'm too weird.
I suppose you are the parent who arrived in with chewing gum on their sunglasses.
Packed of chewing gum stuck to my head. Yeah, I'll never live it down. No one's even ever mentioned it. How are you? How was your week?
Well, look, you know, I think it's fair to say that throughout this season, and maybe this season for me in London, I have been connecting with the Irish community. Mm. So remember I told you about vet Alan Sweeney, the Irish man who helped Vivian. So I decided to jump on it. I just thought maybe we'd be friends. And I didn't feel like I could say it to him in the surgery. So I said to myself, I'll see if one go on Instagram can find Dr. Alan Sweeney, I'll just add him as a friend, or follow him, whatever you do, and see if we can strike up a conversation. Anyway, didn't he come back to me? We're like, how are you? What's going on? And not only that, but Ireland is such a small place that many, many people had got in touch with him and said, you got a mention on Soul Sisters last week.
So you, now you're his famous friend.
So now he was like, wow. He actually thought that I was just the one reading the Colgate ad in the middle of this, in the middle of the podcast. He was like, who presents it with Georgie? Is it Pippa? And I said, not yet, actually, Alan. It's actually me. I do the whole podcast. And he's like, all right, I see. So we sat down and we had brunch and we were chatting about all sorts. He's single as well. So he was just at Mighty Hoopla, which is a big festival here in London. And he was there the weekend before we met. So I met him there last week for brunch, had a lovely old chat. And then the other thing I did today, which I highly recommend, and it did take me, I had to really push myself to do this, but it's one of those things that I am delighted I pushed myself to do. I reached out to the Tooting Community Kitchen, who supply food and meals to people who need them in Southwest London in Tooting, and I volunteer with them. So on a Friday morning, I go down and there are maybe 50 people waiting outside the Scouts Hall down in Tooting, and I come in and we sort out all of the food. It's actually, do you know what? Aside from being great doing a little bit for charity, you actually get to see brands and like say supermarkets and coffee shops and restaurants in a new light, because many of them donate all of their food or their breads or their fruit or whatever they have to charitable causes. And maybe we never think about that. So anyway, there I was down in the Scouts Hall on Church Lane down in Tooting, working away. And who do I bump into?
Alan Sweeney.
Only another Irish girl. So hello to Niamh from Wicklow, who works in banking. That's all I know about her, because the two of us were so busy doing our jobs this morning, we didn't get more chance to chat. But suffice to say, right, if you are feeling a little pull to do something good, you should do it, because it will give you back what you actually give. You will get back tenfold. Mm. I am making friends. I am feeling good about life. And I'm also just doing my bit for society.
Wow. Do you know what's really interesting about that? Obviously, it's hard to not acknowledge how hard it is to watch the news and watch what's going on in the world right now. It feels like the world is burning. Mm-hmm. And I think that is an amazing way to channel the energy of how we're all feeling right now. So you're not, you may feel like you're helpless in what's going on in Gaza, but you're able to go out into your own community and do good. Mm-hmm. And imagine if the whole world did that. So I shared this quote ages ago, and it really, let me just see if I can find it. But basically, I think we're all feeling the urge to do something, anything to mm-hmm. do better. And that's mm-hmm. exactly what you did this week, is you went out and you actually made a difference in your own community, which is just incredible.
And honestly, when I tell you the joy, the 5-star moment feeling I have coming back from doing that is mm-hmm. just like no shopping spree, you know, no lottery win, nothing material could give me that same feeling, because it's humans helping humans.
It's so weird that you said that. I was going to say no bag from Zara would give you that feeling.
No.
It's like when I'm on the way back from Run Club on a Sunday, meeting the amazing people in our community who just want to get out and run and connect with other people. And I'm like, God, the coming together of humans, you know, coming together mm-hmm. to just connect. And I think, with the whole working from home thing now, I mean, you live longer and healthier when you connect with people. Mm-hmm. And we're all mm-hmm. tucked away and hiding so much. I was listening to Emma Greed was on Goop, and Gwyneth Paltrow brought up something that Emma Greed said that caused a lot of controversy. And it was, I don't think people should work from home. And she was obviously, there was huge backlash. There is, of course, an argument for people working at home. I think it's great to do both. But she was saying, you know, I met my husband in work. I met some of my best friends in work. I've had some of the best days of my life in work, connecting with people, going out afterwards for spontaneous drinks or dinner in the lift, having, like, that's what I miss so much about my life now, working for ourselves, mm-hmm. me and Jamie. While it's so rewarding in one way, I miss people so much. And that's why we do get out and run at the weekends with the community and things like that. But Emma said that she was nearly cancelled for saying it. But we need to get back out there. And it may not be in the office space. It may be to join a community, to do some volunteering. It's going to help you live longer. We're all obsessed with longevity at the moment. Look up the statistics. Look at the people who are living the longest in the world. They have a community. They have a Moai. They're meeting, they're sharing. A problem shared is a problem halved. It's true. But that is, you're getting the pull to do something because you're watching so much doom.
What did you, have you been following the flotilla?
Yes.
That was heading for Gaza. And Greta Thunberg, who you just look at and just go, oh, nothing stops her. She has that face where she just is like, don't fuck with me, anyone. Just like, yes, Greta.
I'm just like, talk about being an influencer in the right
exactly.
way.
Oh my God.
And I looked at her and I thought, is there a braver person in the world? I mean, she got on a boat to Gaza. I'm still in awe of her and everyone else that was on board. Obviously, we're all talking about Greta because she was kind of the most famous person on the ship. But my God, I've never in my life seen anything as courageous or inspiring before.
Look, I was full of admiration for them. Although, but I wanted to also say, I wanted to acknowledge the part of me, and it was the same part of me that felt this with Kneecap at times, the conditioned part of me, the good girl, that was like, just leave it. Like, why are you rocking the boat? Like, what are you trying to achieve? You can't do anything. But that's that part of me, that fearful, small, conditioned, numb, you know, part. That's what the world wants us to feel. Mm. Paralyzed, submissive. And Greta going out there, like, I would, you know what I'd love to, who I'd love to hear from? Her parents. I'd love to meet the people that raised her.
I know.
Like,
absolutely incredible. And how anyone could say anything negative about her. Like, even Donald Trump saying, oh, she's an angry woman. And she was like, the world needs angry women. I was
like, but look, the irony of the whole thing that went down between himself and Elon, you know, best of pals, and then just had that spat. And then now, like, Elon's rowing back going, oh, I take back what I said. I shouldn't have said those things. It's just like, you know, like you said earlier on, I think if there's one thing we can all agree on, it's that the world is pretty, what is the word I want to use here? Do you know what's, on one hand, every day I'm shocked. And then sadly, on the other hand, I'm not.
Mm.
And so, you know, with people like Greta, like, just going down in history, like Joan of Arc vibes, suffragette energy, you know, just stepping forward. And I think the best thing we can do to support someone like Greta is to make, like, even as women, to make an agreement that we don't read anything negative about her. Like, if you start reading a sentence that's criticizing her, get off that page. Mm.
And it starts with every one of us, like I was saying, you know, to go out into our communities and do good. If you feel affected by what's going on in the world, let's be nice to each other as women and understanding of each other, and show compassion and love and understanding and support for each other. It starts here at home with every single one of us. So my favourite thing about having a barbecue is that Jamie cooks the dinner.
What are you cooking? What's Jamie cooking?
We're going to do steaks. I'll look after the sides. Now, if you were going to a barbecue, what would be your favourite little side to have beside your fillet steak?
Asparagus.
Mm. Would you like a little bit of mac and cheese?
Oh, decadence, yes. I'd love a lovely green salad with that, probably that lovely oil that you were mixing up there last week. I love the balance of like having a steak or having some prawns with like lovely fresh green summer salads.
Would you ever have barbecues in London?
I was cycling down to a class last night, and it was, the class was 8 o'clock, so it must have been 7:30. And it was a lovely, the temperatures here today are about 28 degrees. And so yesterday it was hazy and balmy, and in the air was the distinct smell of barbecue. And I came down one particular road in Brixton, and there were people barbecuing on the front, on their front steps. Like people all on the streets out as if they were having like a mini street party.
Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm. So that seems to be like I suppose the more into the centre of London you get, like it's very much city living. I suppose it's like New York. So people do things on their steps, their stoops, their front gardens. And real community feel and like lovely smell of BBQ in the air.
Do you have a little barbecue on your balcony?
Negative, Chief. Nah, come on now. Like it's just, that's just not, like what, one of those tinfoil things, is it?
No, I mean an actual barbecue. Small balcony ones.
I visualized it there for one moment. Of course I could, but it just feels like I'd need someone to really encourage me. Like I'd have to have a best pal or a partner who is into the barbecuing for that to be happening.
Alan Sweeney.
Alan, if you're listening to the podcast, honey, we said we'd do it again. Maybe not brunch, maybe a barbecue. Huge thank you to Colgate for supporting Soul Sisters this season. Did you know Colgate Max White Ultra is the only brand that targets both surface stains and deep stains, making the technology in Ultra even more unique? It's backed by science and dental professionals as a product that actually works, whitening your teeth in just 3 days. So, Georgie, aside from your husband doing the dinner, is there anything else you're smiling about today?
I went to Blackrock Clinic on Tuesday to get my mole removed, as I was speaking about last week. And what was interesting, I went in and hospitals can be a bit weird for me sometimes, but I was happy enough. And I went in and there was this lovely like brown armchair in the waiting room. And I was like, oh, I'll have a bit of that now, because there was other chairs. And I was like, I'm going to sit in the comfy chair. So I sat down and I was sitting there. It was a lovely blue sky day. And out of the corner of my eye, I saw a plane going past the window. Now, the windows are quite high up in the waiting room I was in, so I didn't even notice the windows when I walked into the room. And I stood up and I gasped, because out the window was the most beautiful view of like the Poolbeg Towers. I could see Howth. The view was so amazing. I was like, oh God, how didn't I notice this before? And I thought in that second, sometimes we forget to look up and we forget to get curious. And I was prepared to sit there for, you know, 20 minutes, a half an hour, and have my head in my phone. But because I looked up, the reward I got was so incredible. So I had a beautiful conversation with someone at a Good Glow retreat a few years ago, and she was going through a really tough time. And we went out one day and she was lying on her back, looking up into the trees, past the trees into the sky. And I said it to her later. I said, "Were you okay?" And she said, "Yeah, I haven't looked up in a few years."
Wow.
So I lay on the ground in the grass and just looked up. And looking up is an actual privilege. I'm going very deep. It's a bloody privilege to look up. So don't forget to do it. That was my reason to smile.
Wow. I love that. That's a bit of me, that is. So thanks, Colgate, for helping us and our soul sisters to feel radiant, confident and empowered in those important life moments where we need to smile and look up in life. Okay, couple of things here I wanted to ask you, had you seen this week? Dakota Johnson and Pedro Pascal are on the promo trail this week, and they are promoting their new movie called The Materialists. Like, the movie, by the way, the movie looks, for all of us, but for particularly for us souls, single soul sisters, it looks great. She is a matchmaker and she gets to, it suddenly spotlights on her and it's time for her to fall in love. But actually, as the matchmaker, she can make fireworks happen for other people, but can she make it happen for herself? So it looks like a great movie. But it got me thinking, and I wanted to ask you, soul sisters, this, because who are the celeb couples that you look at and you're like, in an instant, I would swap places with her?
Da 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 da. Da 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 da.
Like, in a second, David Beckham. So you would step into even with that family trauma stuff that's going on now at the moment, you'd step into that turmoil, would you?
Oh, Claire, he doesn't only make the dinner, he cleans up after himself and sorts out his own clothes. He is an absolute dreamboat.
That's some of the unsexiest things I've ever heard said about David Beckham. But you're right. Yeah.
Any single soul sisters out there, forget about what they look like or if they're funny. Find out if they clean your house in 10 years, because that's what becomes important. I'm married 10 years in July.
Are you? That's
10 years.
Madness. Do you know what you should do for next week? You should sit down and say the 10 things I've learned about love from 10 years of marriage.
On episode 10.
Oh, yes, on episode 10.
When I was sitting in my brown chair in BlackRock Clinic, I started reading A Return to Love by Marianne Williamson. Like, have I read it before? I don't think so, which is shame on me. But anyway, it's never too late. And I just wanted to just read a tiny bit. When we were born, we were programmed perfectly. We had a natural tendency to focus on love. And she goes on to talk about how as babies we focus on love. Mm. And then she goes on and she says, but then we were taught to think thoughts like competition, struggle, sickness, limitation, guilt, bad, death, scarcity and loss. We began to think these things, and so we began to know them. We were taught that things like grades, being good enough, money and doing things the right way are more important than love. We were taught that we are separate from other people. We have to compete to get ahead, that we're not quite good enough the way we are. We were taught to see the world the way that others had come to see it. It's as though as soon as we got here, we were given a sleeping pill.
Mm. Truth serum.
So I'm reading this book so slowly, and sometimes I go back and I read the same page again because I'm just trying to take it all in. So my recommends this week, A Return to Love by Marianne Williamson. It's absolutely brilliant. And a fun fact about this book, Oprah loved this book so much, she ordered 1,000 copies of it when it was released and drove around with the copies in her boot and gave a book to everyone who she thought should read it. And that's why this book went on to sell over 1 million copies.
I j'adore. Okay, what other recommends do I have for you? What do I have? Well, in previous seasons of Soul Sisters, I've talked to you about family systems and the benefit that I had from going to a workshop down in Mullingar with Mary Curran and Agnes Burke. And the girls are doing another family systems workshop on the 22nd of June. So I'm going to just give you Agnes Burke's Instagram so you can, if you feel called to it, you should really go along. It's work, it's subconscious healing is what it is. And if you have any kind of unresolved upset, trauma, anything going on with you in your family, this is a really great workshop because you sit around in a group and the magic that happens in that circle is powerful. So Agnes Burke Coach is her Instagram, and you can pop on, send her a DM, and she will give you the details on that workshop. But I really, really enjoyed it, and maybe you will too.
So my friend Olivia has created a business called Olivia's Gift. Mm. I met Olivia when I joined Breast Cancer Ireland as an ambassador 7 years ago, and she was a little bit ahead of me in her journey. She's dedicated the last 10 years of her life educating women on how to check their breasts. She's amazing. And now she's gotten to the point where she's starting her own business. So we're going to hear from Olivia at the end of the podcast, just for 2 minutes, on her why and how you can help people in your life who are going through a cancer journey, and how you can support a Soul Sisters business. But before we get into Olivia, Claire, what are you doing this week, this weekend? Like, what's going on for you?
On Monday evening, I'm going out for dinner with Nick Grimshaw and Angela Hartnett.
Wow.
Yeah, a little dish reunion. So we're going for a meal together with another colleague, an ex-colleague of mine, Olivia. So I will have all the news when I see you next.
I can't wait for you guys to hear from Olivia. And don't forget, before we get into it, that Colgate Max White Ultra, it's half price in Dunn's until the 23rd of June.
Olivia's Gift is a small Irish business that I've recently launched based on my own experience of breast cancer and that of my dad's experience of going through cancer treatment. Offering curated care packages specifically for people undergoing cancer treatment, combining thoughtful product selection with lived experience. I'm on a mission to humanize cancer care one basket at a time. And why did I start Olivia's Gift? Well, Georgie, I started Olivia's Gift because I've been there and I know how much strength it takes. My hope is that these baskets and backpacks will be like a hug in a box, a tangible reminder of love and resilience during what can be a very lonely time. And I just want to also show people that they're not alone and that I'm with them all the way by sending love and hope in these baskets and backpacks.
Isn't it so nice to see people following their dreams and helping people along the way? So well done, Olivia. And you can check out oliviasgift.com for more. Thanks a million, Soul Sisters. We'll see you next week.